本节目由读百万英语诚意出品。
小说中出场的第一个角色不是动物，而是一个人 Mr. Jones of Manor Farm。 他是这个农场的主人，是所有下面要出场的动物的主人。一天晚上，等到他回去睡觉了，农场里就开始骚动起来了。There was a stirring and a fluttering all through the farm buildings. Stir 的意思是 to move slightly, 微微动。Flutter 是鸟类、禽类扇翅膀、拍打翅膀的动作。所以整个农场的房子里出现了各种不安分的声响。Word had gone round during the day that old Major, the prize middle white boar,had had a strange dream on the previous night and wished to communicate it to the other animals. 这里的 word 就是 a piece of news, 一条消息。Word had gone round that. That 后面引导的就是 word 的内容。Go round, 美式英语中会说 go around, 传播、散播。这样的一条消息白天的时候传播开来。Word 还有一个常见的句型是 Word has it that 据说什么，据说的内容就是 that 后面的同位语从句。好，这句话当中我们看到了第一位动物主角 Old Major。 Major 他是一个军衔少校。 Old Major is a middle white boar. Boar 是公猪，也有野猪的意思。 Middle white 是原产于英国的一个猪的品种。Boar 的前面有一个修饰词 prize。 prize 本身就可以做形容词使用，这里呢表示能得奖、能获奖的，就说明这头野猪也许是品种好、养得好，总之在这个农场里面啊是个宝。所以下面就说到它的地位呢也非常的高。这个 Old Major 头天晚上做了一个奇怪的梦，想和其他动物们谈一谈。Old Major was so highly regarded on the farm that everyone was quite ready to lose an hour's sleep in order to hear what he had to say. Highly regarded,
受到高度评价的，感觉就是那种德高望重的意思啊。所以呢，大家伙儿都愿意牺牲一个小时的睡眠来听他说话。Old Major 自己呢，就先安坐在他的稻草垫子上。
Major was already ensconced on his bed of straw.
Ensconce 是个很正式的词，用法是 be ensconced or ensconced oneself, 表示坐得稳当又舒服，或者是使安坐的意思。Major 已经12岁了，对于一头猪来说呢，年纪已经很大了。
But he was still a majestic looking pig, with a wise and benevolent appearance, in spite of the factthat his tushes had never been cut.
Majestic looking, 看上去一副威严的样子。
With a wise and benevolent appearance. Benevolent means kind, helpful, and generous.
这个词比较正式，而且它通常描绘的对象就是当权者，
people in authority.
好，后面是 in spite of the fact that, 尽管一个让步关系。
His tushes had never been cut.
Tush 是一个比较老的说法，相当于现代英语中说的 tusk, 表示大象啊、野猪啊长那种长的长牙，长牙露在外面，看上去挺可怕的。可是尽管它的长牙没有被切掉过，它看着也是一副威严、睿智而又仁慈的样子。
Before long, the other animals began to arrive and make themselves comfortable after their different fashions.
Before long means soon. 很快其他动物就来了，并且呢自己都搞得舒舒服服的。
After their different fashions means in their different styles.
每个动物自己舒服的方式还不太一样，总之就是自己怎么舒服怎么来。
First came the three dogs.
这句话是倒装句，不倒装的话呢，说 The three dogs came first. 先来了三只狗 Bluebell, Jessie, and Pincher.
And then the pigs.
猪来了之后，就在干草堆里面安顿好了。 下面那些动物呢也没有名字 Hens 母鸡 Pigeons 鸽子 The sheep and cows 牛到了之后就开始 chew the cud 反刍它的食物 The two cart horses Boxer and Clover came in together Cart horse 是指那种在农场干活的强壮高大的马这两匹马呢就一起来了 Clover 是一匹母马Clover was a mare who had never quite got her figure back after her fourth foal. Foal 就是马驹的意思。这个说法特别有意思，说 Clover 在生完第四个小马驹之后，她的身材好像一直没能很好的恢复啊。我们看到这边怎么说，叫 never quite got her figure back. Figure 就是这个身材的意思。好，所以这是 Clover 一匹母马 mare. Boxer.Was an enormous beast, nearly 18 hands high, and as strong as any two ordinary horses put together. Hand 这个词在这里呢是测量马的单位，一手之宽相当于四英尺。Boxer 这匹马相当于普通的马有两匹这么壮，难怪说它是 an enormous beast. After the horses came Muriel, the white goat, and Benjamin, the donkey.之后来的是白山羊和驴子。驴子 Benjamin 是农场里最老的动物，不过他的脾气也最差。He was the worst tempered. 他嘴上不说，但是他和 Boxer 的关系非常好，经常周日就在一起默默地吃草，他们也不说话。好，接下来到场的是 A brood of ducklings which had lost their mother. 一窝小鸭子。我们都听说过童话《丑小鸭》的故事 The Ugly Duckling A duckling is a young duck 就是小鸭小鸭子们进来要找个地方找个什么样的地方呢不要被人家踩到了因为它们实在是太小了 Wandering from side to side to find some place where they would not be trodden on看这个动作描写的非常可爱啊首先说你看鸭子走起路来就是摇啊摇啊这种非常摇摆的感觉 wander from side to side 诶他们要找一个地方 where they would not be trodden on trodden 是 tread 的过去分词 tread, trod, trodden 踩踏的意思 Clover 毕竟是做过妈妈的所以她用自己的腿把小鸭子们保护了起来And the ducklings nestled down inside it and promptly fell asleep. Nestle means to sit or lie down in a warm or soft place. 非常舒服地坐着躺着，小鸭子们一会儿就睡着了。下面出场的是一匹漂亮但愚蠢的白马 Molly. 最后来的是一只猫 who looked round as usual for the warmest place.一惯那就是要找最暖和的地方你可以看得出来这个猫就是舒服惯了 and finally squeezed herself in between Boxer and Clover 最后呢就找到一个地方她去挤在两匹马的中间那这地方多舒服呀多温暖啊是吧是 the warmest place All the animals were now present except Moses the tame raven who slept on the perch behind the back door所有的动物都到了除了 Moses 这个名字就是圣经当中的摩西这位摩西啊是 the tame raven 被驯服的乌鸦它睡在后门后面的一个地方 perch 就是鸟的栖息处特别是那种一个长条鸟就停在上面这样的一个地方呢叫做 perch好这个 Moses 啊这样的一只 Raven 他不参加其他动物都到了 Old Major 看到大家都找到地方也都安顿好了就开始清清喉咙要开始讲话了